We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, Pirates continue full squad workouts down in Bradenton.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play among
the stars. Do you like Sinatra, Malzi?
Yes.
That is not.
I don't have a strong Sinatra feeling.
That didn't sound like a yes.
If that were I feel like you like Sinatra if you're from, like, the tri-state area up in New York, not the one we talk about here.
Craig, did that sound like a yes to you?
That was a no, but it's popular to say yes, so I'm going to say
I'm gonna
yes.
I'm going to get killed. I'm already getting killed for my Roethlisberger take. I've got to say yes.
Correct.
So I don't incur more shrapnel. And how about you, Craig? You a Sinatra guy?
I couldn't really name anything he's done. Like, I know he's a big deal.
You
I know
name
the song.
Wait.
It just doesn't do it
Craig,
for me.
Are you familiar with the song New York, New York?
I'm saying, like, I know. It doesn't do anything for me.
All right.
But if we had said, Craig, name one Frank Sinatra song,
you
that would have
been the one I said,
punted?
And I probably would have been out after
New
that.
New York, New York?
Yeah.
You don't think you could go and find a second song?
I mean, I would have probably Googled it, so I looked smart, and that would have been it.
It's honest.
We're joined right now by Pirates infielder Todd Frazier. Todd, are we off to a terrible start with you?
I was just about to hang the phone up if you want the truth, but I knew I'd get in a lot of trouble. That's a terrible take by both of you guys, man. I'm disgusted already. That's not good.
Well, Todd, I mean, in your career, you're like one of the ultimate Pirates killers in my recent memory, so I wasn't going to start things off on the right foot other than to say I'm glad you're in the fold now and not playing against this team because, man, alive, you tortured them.
Now he's trying to kiss your ass, Todd. Don't fall for that.
Hey, I love playing at PNC Park, but you guys need to open up your palate of music, man. Jesus, God almighty.
Todd, how did you get into Sinatra? Because you're one of the few guys in the league that I think walks out to his music. What's the backstory there? Your old man get you into him or something like that?
I always have. Ever since I was in minor leagues, we were allowed to do it. My grandmother used to play all the old music back in the day in her house, and I'll be honest, I didn't like it when I was young. I thought it was slow. I thought it was, you know, not really fun to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
And it grew on me like a fine wine. And once my grandpa passed away, it was kind of remembrance of him and that music they play. And it relaxes me when I get up to the plate, man. I already have so much energy and emotion. I don't need any more. So the more relaxed I am listening to that music, it brings me home a little bit.
Mm.
Todd, right. I want to ask you about one of my favorite plays in baseball history, recent baseball history that I can even think of that you are responsible for. When you hit the home run where the bat flew out of your hands simultaneously, did you feel like that was a thrown bat home run, or was the bat still connected to like 1% of your fingers when it happened? Because I still think that is amazing to watch that highlight.
Yeah, to be honest, I didn't have nothing was holding the bat. The bat was basically touching the palm of my hand, and nothing was holding on to it. I thought I broke the bat, to be honest with you. The noise was so weird. When I came back, I looked at the bat, nothing was broken, and they broke it down on sports science. It was unbelievable. That old saying, you know, throw the bat head to the ball, basically bodes well there.
Mm. Todd Frazier, newest Pirate, and a guy that already hates our show, is joining us on 93.7 The Fan. Todd, I guess you already did some Q&A with new Pirates reporters. How many questions did you get about the 13 wild card game? Were they pounding you with those questions from when you were with the Reds?
No, not necessarily. No, I don't think I they asked me about Cueto dropping the ball.
What'd you say about that? Did that rattle him? What do you think? Give us the skinny on that play, Todd. You're right there for it.
All you guys are into that. Why is that such a big deal? You guys won the game. Answer me that. Why is that such a big deal?
Because it's like the best moment in the last 40 years of Pirates baseball.
Todd, we don't have much to seize on here, my friend.
You're not exactly, you know, you grew up in New York. We don't exactly have like 96 and 98 and 2000 and all those memories. So we got to cling to something here.
I mean, this is how I answer it. I'll be honest. The only thing I'll tell you, I can't speak for him, but I know it didn't help. That's my answer, if that helps.
Okay. We'll take that. We'll accept that one.
You know.
Yep. That had
it was crazy. It was unbelievable. One of the best atmospheres I've been a part of.
Really? Even as an
I was just going to ask you that. Okay. Yeah, I was going to ask you that.
Wow. All right.
That's a nice endorsement. I still wasn't there.
It was number two for me in my best playing baseball, the best atmosphere I've ever been a part of in my life. That's number two for sure.
What's one? The Little League World Series?
No, that's a good one. No, but that's like three or four. But playing in Yankee Stadium in 17, when we had to come back against Houston and in the wild card game, it was so electric. It was unbelievable.
Gotcha,
Todd. Being from Tom's River, is it like a thing? I was trying to think, like, we're about the same age, you and I, and if a Little League team from my area where I grew up around here had made the Little League World Series, like, they would have stopped the presses for it. Being from Tom's River, is that just something, like, where it's expected that you guys are supposed to, you know, be in the Little League World Series every year?
So, long story short, my brother went to the Little League World Series in 95, and on Tom DeReese Little League, like I did, and he kind of kickstarted for us, and then you know, they didn't win it all, so it was big, but it wasn't, you know, because they didn't make it all the way and win it. I think they came in third in the United States. And then we went 3 years later in 98, and we just took the world by storm. It was the weirdest thing in the world, but the best thing. I didn't know what we were doing. We had no clue. I mean, we had a parade that the whole town stopped and came and saw us. It was spectacular. We took the whole world by storm. But now, then we went back in 99, and now everybody thinks that we should go every year. Mm-hmm. And it's very hard to do, man. Getting out of New Jersey, I tell everybody, is probably the toughest because there's so many good teams and good competition.
Now, being from New Jersey, are you a Springsteen addict too? Todd, you into him as well or no?
I'm into Bon Jovi. I'm into Bruce. You know, not as much as Sinatra. You know, I would, you know, I don't, you know, Living on a Prayer, that kind of stuff. I like that music, but I'm not head over heels over it, but Frank Sinatra is the top dog. There's no matching that. I don't care what anybody says.
Now, you're used to coming to Pittsburgh two or three times a year when you're with the Reds. What do you make of this town? Yeah. You're obviously not going to kill it now that you're on the radio in Pittsburgh and with the Pirates, but what are some of the things you like most about it, Todd?
Well, a couple things. I mean, I've been to Punxsutawney, Devin Mesoraco, who I played with. I got to enjoy that town a little bit.
He's a little bit of a loose cannon, from what I understand. He can be a little bit of a wild man, a good time.
No, I don't know. No, not him. Devin is even keeled. He's a great dude. He's quiet. He keeps to himself.
All right.
You know, he's had a couple outbursts on the field, but who hasn't? You know
okay,
what I, mean?
I got gotcha.
So, what else do I do over there? I mean, I've been to the casino over there. The casino's not bad. we're not allowed to go over there anymore, but you know, I used to like going there.
Okay.
What else? I'm trying to think.
Have you had a Primanti's yet? Have you had a sandwich with fries on it? Like, I feel like we got to go through the incline, the Primanti sandwich, everything.
Now here's a little problem here. So, okay. I've had Primanti's Brothers, but I haven't had it in a long time. So what we have in New Jersey is they're called fat sandwiches with a PH. Mm-hmm. Or I think it's just fat sandwiches. So we have my favorite one. It's called the Fat Fox, who they make it. So they got cheesesteak, mozzarella sticks, French fries, eggs, and cheese on a sandwich. Like, I've had all the different types of sandwiches. So I'm going to explore it again. But, you know, French fries on a sandwich is really nothing new to me. But I will definitely get after the Primanti Brothers sandwiches because I've heard a lot of good things about it.
Goodfellas
what about
or Sopranos? Skyla?
Hold on.
I got to ask
Tony,
him about I want more New Jersey stuff. Goodfellas or Sopranos, Todd?
there. Oh, man. Listen, I got a Tony Soprano shirt. He's one of my all-time favorites. So my favorite character of all time is Paulie Walnuts in the show Sopranos.
Yep.
So,
of course.
If we're going, you know, if we're going movies, we're going Goodfellas. But if we're going TV series and one of the best to ever do it, it's, you know, James Gandolfini in The Sopranos, 100%.
Yeah. All right.
See, now I feel like I shouldn't say anything else. I've seen one. I've seen two episodes of The Sopranos in my entire life.
Yeah,
it's the finale.
You've burnt yourself.
I think I saw one of the most famous ones. I saw Pine Barrens, and I thought it was very funny. Like, I enjoyed that episode when I was watching it, but it never got me to watch the rest of the show for some reason. I was laughing like an idiot during that episode.
Yeah, you got to start from the beginning.
I agree.
Just
you got to binge
let
it, man.
Let it enter your soul. Let it enter your soul, baby. Let's go.
All right, Todd, anything for us? Any questions you got for us? Or are we good here? What do you think?
No, I don't think I have anything yet, man.
All right.
I'm just trying to make this. Once I may hopefully make the team, then we could talk more and get after it. I don't know.
All right. Sounds good. Todd Frazier, Pirates infielder. Hey, Todd, best of luck with everything, okay?
All right. Nice talking to you guys.
You bet.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!